Maybe. There we go. I got to turn you on, too.
Okay.
Helps if I have the right buttons pushed. All right. So you are throwing your hat in the ring here to run for LaTurner's open congressional seat. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm glad to do that, and great to talk to you and your listeners today. Well, I'm a fourth-generation Kansan. My family and I live, and we raise our family here in Topeka, Kansas. But I also grew up in the Wichita area and worked formerly with Congressman Keyhart, so I know Montgomery County well. Remember well working on levee projects down there, as we are now with Mr. LaTurner. But I just recently left Jake LaTurner's staff. I was with him since the beginning. I served his role as a senior advisor and the district director, which provided me the opportunity to get around the district and whatnot. So I would describe myself as a grassroots conservative, the only grassroots conservative that's in this race. I'm an America First conservative that's in this race. I'm the only candidate with a record of helping President Trump implement his agenda. I was in the Trump administration during his first term, overseeing the regional Midwest regional states for HHS. Worked for Governor Brownback to help him implement his welfare reform package. So I've only worked for conservatives in my entire life because that's who I am, and that's a little bit about myself.
So you have quite a bit of experience in Congress.
I do.
Kind of behind the scenes.
I do. I worked in D.C. for 16 years for Todd. He brought a couple of us up there with him, and I was his legislative director. I still remember those wonderful first 90 days with the contract with America under Newt Gingrich, helping to implement some really significant policy changes for America. So I've worked on, I've got 20 years experience in Congress. I know how it works. I will hit the ground running. I know what it takes to put a staff together. I know what it takes to get on the right committees. I understand how the NRCC works with fundraising. I know all the players. And when Jake announced last week that he was getting out, I got a lot of calls and encouragement from friends around the state, around the congressional district, and from D.C. encouraging me to run. And so it wasn't something I was expecting to do. I wasn't looking for it. But my wife talked about it. We prayed about it. And after praying about it and talking about it and talking to other friends, we felt like this is something that we're being called to do. So it's a big task. It's a big chore. It's a big honor to run for Congress. I got a young family. It's going to be a 100-day sprint. Normally when people run for Congress, they do it over a year or so. I don't have that much time. It's 100 days from today to the primary. And so, you know, I've got to quickly get my name out to, 750,000 people. And I think the easiest way for me to for people to understand exactly who I am is my campaign thesis. My campaign theme is faith, family, and freedom. And I think this is just the easiest way for me to describe who I am to all these Kansans who are going to have an opportunity to vote in the primary in August. My values, my belief system, my heart, my record are all summarized up in these three simple words. And as you well know, Sherry, all of these three are under great attack today in America.
So if you win the election and get elected to Congress, what are some issues that are really important to you?
I appreciate that very much. Well, and they're pretty much summarized in those three things. I mean, we've got to just look what's going on with our government in the areas of faith. I mean, we have an FBI that is spying on the Catholic Church. We have college campuses that are breeding grounds for Christian bigotry and anti-Semitism. We have to fight against the cultural rot that's taken place in America. Obviously, we have to control our border. We have to control our border. Our country is being flooded with illegal aliens, terrorists, drugs, and sex traffickers. And all of this has to stop, and we're going to have to deal with all these people that are in our country. We're going to have to remove what has been coming in, especially under the Biden administration. We have to deal with, the fact that our government is spying on Americans with warrantless spying through FISA. We have to stop the infringements that are taking place against our Second Amendment. And we have to deal with our exploding government debt and annual deficit. We have to deal with, like I said earlier, the cultural rot, that's taking place in America, which looks like abortion and the LGBTQ agenda, the socialism that's creeped in, the CRT, the BLM agenda. And, know, something that I've said the last week, and it's really resonated with people around the district and around the state, and it's where my heart is, and it's this, Sherry. A nation that aborts and mutilates its children will not survive long.
All right. So it looks like you're going to have some competition on the Republican side as Derek Schmidt threw his hat in the ring at the end of last week. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I saw Derek. We were at an event on Saturday and went up to him and welcomed him to the race and to this next rodeo for him and me as well. There couldn't be a clearer choicer for the voters. I'm the only true grassroots America First conservative in this race. I'm the only candidate in this race that has worked with President Trump to implement his agenda. I'm 100% aligned with what the president wants to do. I'm confident that he's going to win. And so the voters are going to have a clear choice. I think it's funny, kind of crazy that our own governor, accused Derek of not having any backbone when he ran against her. That's something I'll never be accused of. I have a moral compass. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. The base will never be disappointed with where I'm going to vote. The base will know where I am. And it's going to be a clear choice by the time the voting starts in 70 days. I just have to get raise the resources and hustle over these next 100 days so people that don't know me can get to know who I am. And, you know, my record is clear. I've been a conservative my whole life. I've only worked for conservatives. I've always worked for conservative causes. I'm not ashamed of these issues. I'm not embarrassed about these issues. I'm happy to speak on these issues, and I plan on doing it over the next 100 days.
All right. Well, that kind of covers all the questions I had for you. Jeff, is there, excuse me, anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to address while I got you here?
Well, I would love if you put this part in the interview, and that is if people want to learn more about me, all they need to do is go to jeffcars.com online, and it's Cars, K-A-H-R-S. They can find me online. They can find me on X. They can find me on Facebook. But I welcome all the help, the support, donations, and especially the prayers. For folks that are listening. And I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much for giving me a call back. And